This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1263, How to Effectively Onboard Remote Employees, 5 Practical Tips, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. And I am Dan, your host, and I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, and let's get right to it and optimize your life. How to Effectively Onboard Remote Employees, 5 Practical Tips, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. In this day and age of the digital workplace, working remotely has evolved from being merely a desirable choice to a fundamental requirement for many businesses. The process of remotely enrolling new employees is one area that, as organizations continue to adjust to this trend, requires a special focus of attention. When new employees aren't physically there, it might be difficult to integrate them into the team. This can create its own set of issues. In light of this, the following are 5 crucial pointers that can assist firms in effectively onboarding remote employees and ensuring that these employees feel welcomed, supported, and engaged from the very beginning of their employment. 1. Create a detailed program for new employee onboarding. It's impossible to have a successful remote onboarding program without thorough preparation and organization. This process cannot be improvised. Begin by establishing a complete onboarding strategy that covers all of the crucial items that are necessary for new workers to know, including corporate policies, organizational structure, job tasks, and key performance expectations. Make sure to include a variety of learning activities, including hands-on work, socializing, and network opportunities, and opportunities for new recruits to interact with their coworkers in a fun and engaging way. This plan ought to be devised in such a way as to make provision for the remote working environment, with the utilization of technology to help bridge the physical divide. Virtual meetings can be conducted on platforms such as Microsoft Teams, Zoom, or Slack, whereas collaborative activities and project management can be simplified with the assistance of programs such as Google Docs or Trello. 2. Create a robust virtual orientation. The first day of a new employee's employment typically consists of a series of face-to-face meetings, a tour of the workplace, and a lunch of welcome. In a setting that is geographically removed, it is necessary to reconceive these components imaginatively. You might want to consider holding a virtual orientation in which new employees are introduced to their coworkers via a video conference call. Make use of capabilities that allow you to share your screen in order to walk them through the digital landscape of your organization and explain the ins and outs of your project management tools, communication channels, and any other software they'll need to use. Keep in mind that the goal of a successful orientation is not only to pass on information, rather it is to make a good impression right from the start. Maintain an interesting conversation, inspire attendees to ask questions, and sprinkle in some lighthearted moments to help new members of the team feel welcome and enthusiastic about the work that lies ahead. 3. Appoint a remote companion. The buddy system is an effective instrument that may be used in any onboarding procedure. Having a member of the team who is specifically designated as the go-to person can be especially reassuring for remote workers. This individual is able to provide individualized direction, respond to questions, and provide advice that is applicable to day-to-day operations. Make sure the person you choose to act as your buddy is an experienced coworker who's well-versed in the culture of your organization and boasts great communication skills. This relationship has the potential to instill a sense of belonging in the new employee and considerably speed up their process of becoming acclimated to the firm. 4. Clearly define both your expectations and your goals. One of the difficulties that remote workers frequently experience is not having a clear knowledge of what is expected of them. The best way for managers to combat this is to create clear expectations and define goals as soon as possible. Discuss things like working hours, availability, proper protocol for meetings, project schedules, and key performance indicators, or KPIs, tracking your progress and performance with the help of your digital tools. For instance, project management software can provide an overview of deadlines and objectives at a glance, and conducting regular check-ins via video conversations can assist to preserve open communication and transparency. And 5, encourage the formation of virtual teams and social interaction. Developing a cohesive team when working remotely might be difficult, but it is very necessary in order to keep a healthy and productive work atmosphere. Bonding and the development of a robust company culture can be facilitated by the use of online activities for team building, such as games or happy hours. Additionally, in order to replicate the dynamics of an actual office setting, you should allow casual conversations that are unrelated to business to take place in online water cooler areas. Additionally, take into consideration the implementation of consistent recognition and incentive programs that honor accomplishments and important milestones. These programs have the potential to improve employee morale and motivation, as well as overall job satisfaction. To sum everything up, although it may appear to be challenging at first, onboarding employees remotely gives an opportunity to develop a procedure that is dynamic, inclusive, and efficient. This, in turn, can increase employee engagement and productivity. Organizations may ensure that new hires feel supported and ready to contribute, regardless of where they are situated, by establishing a comprehensive onboarding plan, having an engaging virtual orientation, designating a remote buddy, providing clear expectations, and supporting virtual team building. The successful utilization of technology, regular communication, and a dash of creativity are the keys to successfully bridging the physical divide and instilling a sense of belonging in the target audience. Keep in mind that a successful onboarding procedure now will result in employees that are both devoted and productive tomorrow. You just listened to the post titled How to Effectively Onboard Remote Employees, 5 Practical Tips by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Michael, who is the founder and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, a San Diego and Toronto-based burnout media firm. He is a certified NLP and CBT therapist. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and CBT stands for cognitive behavioral therapy. And he's one of the world's leading authorities in burnout recovery and prevention. Michael is also a Fortune 500 consultant, number one best-selling author, and the host of the Breakfast Leadership Show, which is a top 200 podcast on Apple Podcasts. He's a two-time top 20 global thought leader on culture with Thinkers 360, and also a former healthcare executive, CIO, and CFO overseeing $2 billion budgets. So come visit him online. You can find him at breakfastleadership.com. And again, a huge thank you to Michael for letting us share his work. But that's going to do it for this episode. I do hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be right back here again with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.